The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So formally hello and welcome to Happy Hour, all those who are joining on Zoom in this moment in time, whatever the time zone, those hello folks from YouTube, as well as joining us later on Audio Dharma, many folks joining later on Audio Dharma. So we have a larger Sangha now than I receive notes, emails from folks who join us asynchronously later in time. Nevertheless, their heart is with us. We are with them. So we all practice together, one large Sangha, one large Happy Hour Sangha. So for today's theme, I'd like to invite us to explore simple metta practice for ourselves. Just simple metta. Just very simple kindness, loving kindness, care, warmth for this person who is me. Ever so simply. In the teachings, in the concentric circles of how metta, loving kindness is developed, traditionally, the first concentric circle is ourselves. We start with ourselves. In the West, sometimes, because folks have trouble starting with themselves, we start with a dear being, and then we turn to ourselves just to prime the pump of the heart. And yet, the teaching the Buddha has taught that, has said that if you search the entire world, you wouldn't find anyone worthier than your own kindness, your own metta, your own love. So we are as worthy, not more, not less, just as worthy as anyone else, just as worthy as anyone else for care and love and kindness. So yeah, I thought for tonight we would just go back to the basics. Basics are delicious, very, very nourishing to just hold ourselves in care and kindness. So, I think I don't want to say much more to frame it. I'll just guide us in a meditation. As always, we start by settling in the body with the breath for a few minutes to get grounded, to settle. And then I will make some invitations for practices, and feel free to follow them or not, adapt them as they work for you in this moment in time, giving yourself a lot of permission to care for yourself, for this being who is you, this body, this mind, this heart, this being with all the causes and conditions of suffering and joy. So with that, let's practice together. Let's practice. So I'd like to invite you to make yourself comfortable. If you need to shift, move, if you need to lie down, as long as you're not going to fall asleep, that's a perfectly fine posture too. Or to stand up if you're super sleepy. I will give the instructions for sitting, but see what your body needs in this moment. So arriving, landing in this body in this moment. Hello, dear body, greeting this body. Mindfulness of the body, important. The basic foundation of our practice. Always starting with the body, feeling our feet on the earth. Feeling our sit bones on the earth, or the cushion or the chair in lieu of the earth. feeling the sarsaparilla bones releasing onto the earth, really connecting. The weight of the upper body dropping into the chair. And turning our gaze inward. The mind might still have a lot of repeats from earlier today, thoughts, activities. It's okay. Nothing wrong with thinking per se. And in this moment, we choose, we intentionally bring our mind invite our mind to give up, to give away, to relinquish. Not because it's bad, but because there's something better here. Stillness is so much better. Stillness is so much more delicious internally. So we turn away from thoughts, entanglements. We'll come back. Thank you. We'll come back. But for now, we'll turn and we'll turn again. We may need to turn 100 times. Turn away, give up, relinquish thoughts, entanglements. And turn, let awareness turn internally. And let awareness connect with the breath in the abdomen. When we give up, give away the thoughts and entanglements, awareness needs something to connect to attend to. Let it be the breath as the anchor. The breath in the body. Nourishing, calming, soothing. Trusting that the simplicity of this moment is more delicious, the stillness, more calming, healing than figuring anything out in this moment. When the mind is still, when the heart is full, things will be figured out on their own. With a different mind, Einstein says, we can't solve our problems with the same mind that created them. So bow to that mind. Thank you. Not now. And let there be a turning towards a calm, quiet, still mind. Here, just this breath. Just this breath. Here. Just this breath. How can this moment be nourishing for this body, for this heart? As if you're talking to yourself as a beloved other, beloved child. Sweetheart, how can I take care of you in this moment? How can I be with you, present with you? Give you my full attention. No words or thoughts needed, just be. And now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you to imagine as if you were a wise, or the wise, kind parent of yourself, seeing a younger version of yourself, perhaps, or not younger, maybe the same age, the same way parents, mothers, fathers, they see coaches. They see a potential, they see the goodness, they see a bright light, often in younger people or in others that they don't see, they don't appreciate in themselves. Knowing, trusting there is this bright light about you. And if it's hard for you to see it in yourself, maybe let yourself be seen by a compassionate being in your mind's eye. That they see your brightness, they see your potential, they see your goodness. And when I say potential here, in this case, is beauty of your intentions for cultivation, for kindness, for wisdom, for not causing harm in the world, for ethical conduct, that you try. They see in you what's bigger than you. What's not diminished or diminishable. Not diminishable by your suffering, by your challenges, by the times you feel small, lost, in pain. None of that affects it at all. They see you, or if it works, the wise part of you sees yourself. However this being seen works for you. So much potential for goodness, for good, kind thoughts, words, actions. So much potential in each and every one of us. So much potential. The future is not written yet. So much potential for goodness, for acts of service, love, kindness. Not self-centeredness. May this person who is me, may I know my inner goodness, appreciate my inner potential for beautiful acts, thoughts, deeds of kindness, love, care, generosity. May I see myself for who I really am. And if words come, oh no, you're not deserving, you're not worth it. You don't have to believe the thoughts, the judgmental thoughts. You can just say, thank you very much for your opinion. Please come back later. You don't have to believe them. They're just thoughts. Just thoughts. No need to give power to them. Not getting in your own way. May this person who is me, may I be safe from inner and outer harm. The harm I cause myself, the inner harm, and the outer harm, which I may not be able to control. So knowing this wish for safety is a wish, an expression of kindness for myself. It's not clinging to the outcome. I'm just expressing kindness, goodwill towards myself with this wish, without attachment to outcome. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. Lingering with this. A second wish of metta. May I be happy. May I be truly happy and joyful. I wish myself joy. This being who is me, I wish this being joy. Again, not clinging to the outcome. It's just an expression. It's a gift. We give to ourselves this wish. When you give a gift, you don't expect something in return. In pure generosity, and this is pure generosity of the heart. May I be well. May I be happy. May I have joy giving this gift. At the third wish of metta, may I be healthy, may I have health and strength in my body. And if not fully healthy right now, may I be as healthy as possible, as available. It's a wish I have for this being who is me, a sense of goodwill, care. And the last, fourth wish of metta, may I have ease, or may my life unfold with ease, or may I take care of myself happily. Connecting with yourself, with the phrases as they're useful, whatever version works for you, just staying with this being who's you. Let it be nourishing, this metta for yourself, for this person who's me. Calming, soothing, loving at the end of a long week. May I be safe. May I be happy May I be healthy. May I have ease. See your own goodness. As we see someone's goodness, it helps them flourish. It's true. It's true for all beings. Can you see your own goodness, your own potential? Help you flourish. Be nourished. Can we just love ourselves? This being who's me, may they be well. I know their story, so many challenges. May they be well. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life unfold with ease. Listen. Any visualization works for you, holding yourself, a younger version of yourself. Wrapping yourself in the blanket of love, of care. Radiating love, metta, through your body if there's pain. Feel free to be creative. And for the last minutes of this practice period, whatever arose or did not arise, it's okay. Let there be ease, lack of judgment. For yourself, you showed up, you tried. It's all that matters. We're planting seeds. We don't know when they're going to sprout. Non-attachment to outcome. May our practice be cause, condition, made support, the awakening, freedom of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we have a few minutes. Any reflections? Any aha moments? Any questions might have come up from this simple practice of metta for ourselves? And the difference that at the beginning we started with seeing our own goodness, seeing our own potential. And that's really important because we often see perhaps other people's potential, children's, and then with adults or with ourselves, we just see faults, we just see problems, we just see what we do wrong. We have so much potential for goodness, for kindness. To see that, it actually brings it out when you clearly see. And you may want to reflect on the experience you've had, clearly seeing somebody else, clearly seeing their goodness, their potential, and that has, that being seen has helped them flourish. Just helped them flourish. Maybe you've mentored a younger person at some point in your life. Can you be that younger person, you, the mentor? So, reflections, questions, complaints, it's all welcome. Private message. Lovely, thanks. You are welcome. Thank you for your practice. And you're welcome to raise your hand, especially if you haven't spoken for a while, or you can type in chat, either privately or publicly. Sarah, please. You are still muted.
Hi there. Thank Hi. You, first of all. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I actually wanted to comment on the practice from Wednesday, because I was very, very surprised at how often in the past 2 days the question, how can I be of service, has come up in daily life. During the meditation, during the framing portion, I was like, oh gosh, I'm never going to remember this. And like, I'm going to get down on myself for never remembering to ask myself that. And I was seriously surprised how many times it just floated to the surface. And it needed my heart, like softened it for the past couple of days. And it's been really important for me in the past couple of days. So I just wanted to thank you and give a reflection on that practice.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you so much for sharing that reflection on the practice we did on Wednesday. For those who may not have been here, you can go back, listen to it. But the question was, how can I be of benefit? How can I be of service to myself and to others? And thank you so much, Sarah, for sharing this reflection. This is so beautiful that, you know, again, the mind was like, you know, you're not going to remember this, blah, blah, and then it's like, wow, it just came up and needed your heart. What beautiful metaphor, needed your heart. And and was supportive and nourishing. Thank you. It just makes it needs my heart in gladness and happiness for you and your practice and being of service, Sarah. Thank you so much. So lovely. Beautiful. Yeah. Nancy says, metta for self is keeping the well full so you can continue service to others. Exactly. Beautiful. Will this talk be available later tonight? Yes, it will be. Soon after we're done. One of you says, did you have ears in my small group Wednesday? I was saying I longed for a simple metta class, maybe once a week. I felt content during the meditation and found a smile on my lips and still have it and have it still. Smiley. Sweet. Yes, I have ears. Just kidding. I'm so glad that this spoke to you and supported you and supportive for you and I hope for many others. This is lovely. Yeah, simple metta is good. Simple metta. Charles Lee, I saw your hand appear and disappear. Was that intentional? You're welcome to unmute if you wish, Annie.
Oh, no, that was a mistake. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's always nice to hear your voice anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think that's all that I have.
That's sweet. Thank you for being here and practicing. It's a regular member of the Sangha. Any other reflections before we turn to practicing together in small breakout groups? Any other reflections, questions, complaints? Anything is welcome for the benefit of everyone. Okay. Space is quiet, so I take that as a sign that maybe we're ready for turning into small groups. So as I make small groups, I'd like to remind us the ways that we practice in the small group is the purpose is to bring our practice into a sandbox, not just from our eyes being closed and we're on our own, but actually interact in this same spirit, same space of loving kindness with others and not get out of it. Like, okay, my meditation is ended. Now I can be mean to everyone. I mean, I'm joking, of course. I made caricature out of it, but can we relate to other human beings from that space of kindness, care? Can I be of service? Can I be kind? Can I see their light? The theme tonight. Can I see their light, their goodness? Can they see mine? Or inviting myself to be seen, not shying away. I mean, not boasting, but just being as you are. So the invitation is you speak from your own experience alone. You don't comment, reflect, ask probing questions, manage the group. You just say simply from your own experience what this practice was like for you. And if you want to be quiet and hold space, you can say pass and hold kind, generous space for others. That's okay. If you have five nuggets, some five things, just say one. Then the next person will say one, and the next person will say one, and they'll come to you, and they'll just go around. It's like a stone soup. Each person contributes something to this space of kindness relating to others, and they'd be nourishing for you. And lastly, let's whoever's birthday is closest to January 1st, not the year, but just date. We'll start first, speaking first, and then second and third, and you get to interact a little bit in the space of metta that way. Just holding each other in metta. I think that's really where the rubber meets the road. And you speak for your own benefit, really, not to educate, not to impress anyone. So the rooms are created. I'm about to open them. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Let's see. There. The rooms are closed. Everyone's back. So we have a few minutes. Any reflections, questions, comments, especially any reflections that might have come up? Any aha moments from being in the room, interacting with others? What might be of benefit? Anything. Feel free to read. Sheila, there you are.
Hi, everyone. Good evening, Nikki. I just wanted to lift up one of our Sangha members' use of the word faith as a reminder. It was a really sweet reminder, faith in ourselves, faith in our practice. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sheila. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Such a powerful word and way to be, a sense of faith. And another word that we often use in this tradition is trust. Faith in the same meaning of the sense of trust. That yes, there is goodness here. There is goodness. There's sense of trust, confidence, faith, trust, confidence, whatever version of that works for some people, the word faith really lands. We use that, please. For some people, trust works. For some people, confidence, whatever works. Yes, yes. And beautiful to be reminded of that by fellow travelers, fellow Sangha members. Yeah, beautiful. Sweet. So, dear Sangha, my heart is buoyed, lifted, and I have full trust and faith and confidence in every single one of you, every single one of you, in your capacity, in your goodness, in your cultivation. So thank you all for your practice, for showing up, for supporting each other, supporting yourself, and doing this work for all beings everywhere. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thank you all. And I stopped there.